Airframe by Michael Crichton. Read to you by John Alton. LAX, maintenance hangar, 1:22 p.m.
A what?
Kenny Burns said, shouting from the cockpit of Trans-Pacific 545.
They said it was a what?
Uncommanded slats deployment, Reichman said.
Ah, blow me,
Burns said. He started climbing out of the seat.
What a crock of shit. Hey, Clarence!
Come in here. See that seat? That's the first officer's seat. Sit down there.
Reichman was hesitant.
Come on, Clarence. Get in the damn seat.
Awkwardly, Reichman squeezed between the other men in the cockpit and got into the first officer's chair on the right.
Okay, Burns said. You comfy in there, Clarence? You're not a pilot, by any chance?
No, Reichman said.
Okay, good. So, here you are, all set to fly the plane. Now you see straight ahead?
He pointed to the control panel directly in front of Reichman, which consisted of three video screens, each 4 inches square.
You got your three-color CRTs showing your primary flight display, navigation display, and on the left, systems display. All those little semicircles represent a different system. All green, meaning everything is fine. Now, on the roof above your head, that's your overhead instrument panel. All the lights are out, which means everything is fine. It's dark unless there's a problem. Now, to your left is what we call the pedestal.
Byrne pointed to a boxy structure that protruded between the two seats. There were a half dozen levers in the slots on the pedestal.
Now, from right to left, flaps, slats, two throttles for the engines, spoilers, brakes, thrusters. Slats and flaps are controlled by that lever nearest you, the one with the little metal cover over it. See it?
I see it, Reichman said.
Good. Flip up the cover and engage the slats.
Engage the...
Pull the slats lever down, Burns said.
Reichman flipped up the cover and struggled for a moment to move the lever.
No. Grab it firmly, pull it up, then right, then down, Burns said. Just like a gear shift on a car.
Reichman closed his fingers around the handle. He pulled the lever up, across, and down. There was a distant hum.
Good, Burns said. Now, look at your display. See that amber slats EXTD indicator? It's telling you the slats are coming out of the leading edge, okay? Takes 12 seconds to fully extend. Now they're out, and the indicator is white and says slats.
I see, Reichman said.
Okay, now retract the slats.
Reichman reversed his actions, pushing the lever up, sliding it left and down to locked position, then closing the cover over the handle.
That, Burns said, is a commanded slats extension.
Okay, Reichman said.
Now, let's perform an uncommanded slats extension.
How do I do that?
Any way you can, pal. For starters, hit it with the side of your hand.
Reichman reached across the pedestal, brushing the lever with his left hand, but the cover protected it. Nothing happened.
Come on, hit that sucker.
Reichman swung his hand laterally back and forth, banging against the metal. He hit it harder and harder each time, but nothing happened. The cover protected the handle. The slats lever remained up and locked.
Maybe you could knock it with your elbow, Burns said. Or tell you what, try this clipboard here,
he said, pulling a clipboard up from between the seats and giving it to Reichman.
Go on, give it a good whack. I'm looking for an accident here.
Reichman struck the lever with the clipboard. It clanged against the metal. He turned the clipboard and pushed the lever with one edge. Nothing happened.
You want to keep trying? Burns said. Or are you starting to get the point? It can't be done, Clarence. Not with the cover in place.
Maybe the cover wasn't in place, Reichman said.
Hey, Burns said. That's good thinking. Maybe you can knock the cover up by accident. Try that with your clipboard, Clarence.
Reichman swung the clipboard at the edge of the cover, but the surface was smoothly curved and the clipboard just slid off. The cover remained closed.
No way to do it, Burns said. Not by accident. So, what's the next thought?